NFL brings Super Bowl back to Las Vegas in 2029. The NFL has awarded the 2029 Super Bowl to Allegiant Stadium, marking a return to Las Vegas for the second time. Owners approved the move Monday in Phoenix, reinforcing the league's growing confidence in a market once viewed cautiously due to its deep ties to gambling and entertainment. The decision follows the success of Super Bowl 58 in February 2024. When Kansas City defeated San Francisco 25-22 in overtime in the first Super Bowl held in Las Vegas. League officials pointed to that event as a turning point, showing the city could handle the scale, logistics, and global attention tied to the NFL's flagship game. The event also drew record betting interest, reinforcing Las Vegas's position at the center of the U.S. wagering market. Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league is excited to bring the Super Bowl back to Las Vegas, noting that the 2024 event demonstrated the city's ability to deliver a high-level experience. He said the NFL will again work closely with the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, the Raiders, and local partners to build on that foundation. A rapid shift in the NFL's view of Las Vegas. For decades, the NFL avoided Las Vegas due to concerns around legalized sports betting. That stance has shifted sharply since the Raiders relocated to the city in 2020 and Allegiant Stadium opened as a modern venue capable of hosting major events. NFL Executive Vice President Peter O'Reilly said the success of the 2024 game, from fan experience to operational delivery, played a decisive role in the unanimous vote by team owners. He pointed to the city's scale, hospitality, and concentration of entertainment infrastructure as key advantages. Raiders owner Mark Davis said the award reflects long-term collaboration between the franchise, local authorities, and the league. He said the goal for 2029 will be to exceed the standard set during the first Super Bowl hosted in the city. Packed sports calendar builds momentum. The 2029 Super Bowl will arrive during a period when Las Vegas is becoming a consistent host for major sporting events. Allegiant Stadium is already scheduled to host the College Football Playoff National Championship in 2027 and the NCAA Final Four in 2028. At the same time, Major League Baseball's athletics are expected to begin play in a new Las Vegas stadium in 2028, and the city remains a candidate for a future NBA franchise. These developments point to a broader repositioning of Las Vegas as a year-round sports destination rather than a one-off event host. Steve Hill, CEO and president of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, said the arrival of the Raiders and the construction of Allegiant Stadium have been transformative. He said the city's ability to host global events has expanded significantly, with infrastructure and experience improving after each major event cycle. Why Las Vegas keeps winning major events? One of the key factors behind Las Vegas securing repeat events is proximity. Hotels, entertainment venues, and convention space are clustered along the Strip, with many locations within walking distance of Allegiant Stadium. That layout proved valuable during the 2024 Super Bowl, where fans, sponsors, and media were able to move easily between venues. The city's model also benefits from a steady flow of visitors and a hospitality industry built around large-scale events. Unlike many host cities that must build temporary capacity, Las Vegas operates with a permanent infrastructure designed for peak demand. Officials say lessons learned from the 2024 event will shape planning for 2029, particularly around transportation, security, and crowd management. As expectations rise, so does the pressure to deliver a seamless experience for fans, teams, and partners. With the NFL's latest decision, Las Vegas joins a small group of cities that have hosted multiple Super Bowls. The focus now shifts to execution, as the city looks to refine its approach and deliver a stronger, more efficient event when the game returns in 2029.